If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And this is Ethel.
And we are coming at you with our March 2021 Artist of the Month. Our featured artist this month is Gesu no Kiwami Otome, or Gesu.
Japan Top 10.
Ethel, would you like to tell us a little bit about our artist this month?
Of course, Andy. So this month is Gesu no Kiwami Otome. In short, they're also called Gesu, and in English, their name is translated roughly as Lowest Lowest Girl. They are a four-member indie band that has gained nationwide popularity in Japan with its classic indie rock sound coupled with almost rap-like lyrics. What originally was a fun side project for none other than frontman Enon Kawatani and his three friends in 2012, turned them into superstars just 1 year later, with the band performing live concerts around Japan and releasing top-selling singles, EP, and albums year after year. Now, if you're wondering why the name Enon Kawatani sounds very familiar, it's because last month in February, our Artist of the Month was his other band, Indigo La N. Andy, are you familiar with both of Enon's very well-known bands?
Yes, I am. Actually, I had originally... This is right around the time that I was studying abroad in Japan, when Gesu no Kiwami Otome was starting to get popular. And I had initially really liked them, and like everyone, they got massively popular, so I was just listening to them and hearing them everywhere. And at the same time, I discovered this other band, which I thought was completely separate, Indigo La End, and I thought it was really interesting that the lead singer had such a similar voice to Gesu, so I did, you know, the most basic Google search and found out it was the same person.
Well, so did I. I believe I found out about Indigo La End first and then Gesu, and I was... I wasn't sure what was going on because I watched the music videos for both of them. So instead of just an audio, I actually watched the music videos. And I noticed that the lead singer looked very similar to the lead singer in the other band. So like I looked at Indigo La N and then I looked at Gesu and I realized that, hey, is this the same person? And hey, did one of the bands sort of disband and then there's a new band? So I went on a Japanese wiki, and then I looked them up, and then I noticed that, oh, wait, both of these bands are still active. And I'm like, oh, they're founded by the same person. I'm like, oh, wow, this guy is really busy.
Yeah, so, I can't imagine the kind of like time management that his manager has to do to just like make all of this work, but. It's amazing, though. They have wildly different sounds, which I'm sure our listeners will understand as we go through our list this week. Before we continue on to the rest of our countdown, I have a short announcement. We've now got an Instagram page, so you can follow us there at JapanTop_10 for the latest news on Japanese music and music industry and so much more. So please check out our Instagram. Again, it's JapanTop_10.
Coming in at number 4 is their 2017 single, Anata ni wa Makenai.
Number 4.
Number 4.
愛と可愛い
俺も別の意味で目立ちたい。
ああ切ない、
面白い、切ない、
ああ厳しい、
みんな厳しい
けど、あなたには負けない、
私も好かれたい、春夏秋冬乙女チェック、あ僕も私も好かれたい、でも季節では春が好き、だってスプリングなんだもん、
だってスプリングなんだもん。
ゲスを極めるまであと100秒、
あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたは勝てない。
だからさ、もう最後にみんなでコ
ポー、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けない、あなたには負けないから、最後まで手は抜かないと、あなたは勝てない。
ゲロピョン行こうか、課長ジャンマイよくやったぞ、褒美をあげよう、
もちろんお金で、
エノピョンしっかりしてね。
あなたには負けない, which means I won't lose to you, is a digital single released by Gesu in October of 2017. The band debuted the song at the final show of their tour at Tokyo's Hibiya Open Air Concert Hall. In a huge surprise to many, the music video for the song was filmed in collaboration with Shukan Bunshun, the weekly news magazine that exposed frontman Kawatani and his affair with Becky. The band explained that when the short version of the song's MV was uploaded to YouTube, a reporter at Shukan Bunshun noticed a CGI image of a magazine called Weekly Bunshun in the video and offered to write about the band's music video shoot. Shukan Bunshun later agreed to offer help with the production, and Gesu decided to shoot the video at their headquarters in Tokyo. On the day of the shooting, reporters at the magazine's editorial department also participated as extras, and the process was often described as fun and relaxed. So I guess there weren't any hard feelings between the magazine and the band. The CGI-filled music video sees all four members in uniforms marching forward together while dodging a flurry of bizarre obstacles like umbrellas, pineapples, rice bowls, and even a motorcycle. The end of the music video shows the four of them leaving the building of Shukan Bunshun and reporters chasing after them for comments. Well, talk about what, bringing... It's so weird! It's like bringing, merging the best of, merging the worlds together.
Yeah, I had so many feelings, because this is another song that I didn't actually listen to prior to our countdown, and this video was so strange. There was like the repetition of the puppet motif, because like that was in the Imeji Senyaku video as well. Like there's a point where like the band members are puppets as well, or being puppeteered, and then, you know, more commentary with like doing a collaboration with Shukan Bunshun. Kind of interesting, but I will say musically this is such an interesting change for Gesu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I just think the way that they're kind of, it sounds a lot more techno based or like a lot more reliant on electronic soundboards and things like that, as well as the band members are prominently featured, like doing kind of vocal talk, rapping, singing type work over these electronic sounds. It caught me off guard when I was listening to it. I was like, I could not believe that it was actually Gesu for a moment. I had to refresh my YouTube because I was like, I don't think that's right.
But I guess it matches that same idea that you brought up, right? Like after this whole thing, I guess the band had time to just work together collaboratively on the work that was coming forward. And I don't think Enon ever wanted to just be the frontman of a band. He made the band filled with musicians he respected. So I'm very sure he valued their contributions in whatever manner they could do. And having them be vocal on it is just another one of those. And it doesn't take away anything, but I think it just adds more to Gesu's music.
No, definitely. And I'm happy. I'm definitely happy to hear from them. Like you're saying, it makes me feel like the band is more equal rather than fronted. It's not Enon Kawatani plus the rest. It's, you know, kind of how he maybe intended it when he made the band, like you're saying. Well, before we get into our third song on this countdown, our number three spot, I have another quick announcement for you all. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details about this at jtop10.jp, and we will help you find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. So as I mentioned, we are down to our number three spot, and it is Mo Setsunai to wa Iwasenai from 2018.
Number three.
Thank you.
もう切ないとは言わせない was Guess's ninth studio single released in May 2018 in celebration of the band's six-year anniversary. The song, which means I won't let you say you're sad, has an emphasis on strings, which adds a new layer of emotion and beauty to the band's unusual sound. The romantic melody is paired with excellent piano and bass playing, once again cementing Guess's unique voice in Japan's indie rock scene, and perfectly expressing the members' emotions during such monumental occasions. Later in August of the same year, the band also announced their fourth studio album, Suki Nara Tōwanai, or in English, If I Love You, It Doesn't Matter. That is a strange pairing of words, but... Yeah, were you able to catch the video for this song as well, Ethel?
I believe I may have missed this one.
Oh, no problem. I'm just so, like, I have this lore in my head after, you know, sitting down and really focusing on the videos and
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Things to prepare. I found myself coming out of watching like the entirety of Guess's videos and things, or at least a lot of the ones that are offered on YouTube, with this constructed story, because this is another one where like the members of the band play these characters that are playing out this separate story that obviously isn't related to them or anything, but when they keep doing these kind of crazy stories like in Kiraboru and, you know, Mo Setsunai to wa Iwasenai, it's hard not to imagine them as like play actors in a story about their life.
Okay, that actually kind of makes sense, because you're kind of right, in most of the other videos they're kind of sometimes portraying characters or caricatures of themselves. You're not very sure, but yeah, I get what you mean.
I hope you can check it out after we're done having our nice conversation.
Definitely, I will. Anyway, before we continue with the rest of this episode, here is one almost final announcement. Are you an indie artist and do you create Japanese music or Japanese-inspired music and you're looking for some free exposure? Get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, that's H-A-Y-L-E-Y at jtop10.jp, and let her know. For more details, they are also available on our website at jtop10.jp. We're now down to our last two songs of the episode. Coming in at number two is their 2018 single, Tatagatte Shimau Yo.
Number two.
戦ってしまうよ状態を見ながら
と。このゲームが終わらないように。
Which roughly translates in English to Can't Help Fighting, is Guess's fifth single released in January of 2018. The number, which showcases a mashup of piano riffs and guitar strums, is also the theme song for the popular smartphone game Clash Royale. After playing Clash Royale, Kawatani reportedly wrote the song in 30 minutes. It took the band half a day to record the song, with the remaining studio time spent playing the game with the other members of Guess's. Kawatani said, "The song is about finding yourself being played by a game when you thought you were the one playing it. That's how addictive this game is." The music video sees Kawatani not being able to look up from his phone, which is an allusion to the addictive nature of the game in its advertising. The number also features a very interesting piano piece, which gives the song a spiraling feeling, adding even more character to the already engaging track.
Well, speaking of videos, this video, I love this video. I know, I'm sorry to always bring up the videos, but I'm sorry, I feel like I cut you off. Did you have something to say, Ethel?
No, but they are right. I've seen the mobile ads for Clash Royale, and it looks like a, what do you call this? How do you describe this kind of mobile games? Those loot box kind of games. I'm not sure if they're familiar with the term, but basically they just create that sense of addiction to the players by giving, incentivizing them on a time basis to always come back to the game, finish up all their sources, and then come back after like maybe 2 to 3 hours, which feeds into that addictive nature that humans sometimes just fall into. So I guess it's Clash Royale can be another, what's that other game, the fruits, Candy Crush, there you go, similar to Candy Crush.
Well, I mean, I just am sitting here wondering, like, did Clash Royale pay them to write the song, or is it truly just a free ad from Gesu no Kiwami Otome?
I mean, if it's a theme song for the popular smartphone game, I'm pretty sure they may have paid him. But the fact that, like, he wrote the song in 30 minutes and it took the band half a day to record the song just shows you how in sync musically all of them are with each other. Like you can just describe, okay, I want that feeling, you know, when you're addictive, like you're spiraling out of control, the addiction. So I guess that's what the piano piece was created to sound like, right?
Definitely. That is actually a very good point. And of course, at the end of the day, they all got to enjoy Clash Royale together after they finished, you know, pumping this song out in half a day. Well, before we wrap things up with our number one spot for our countdown, I have an announcement for everybody. Would you like to hear double or even triple the amount of songs on this episode? You can join our Patreon Donors Club and become a Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum Donor to to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. You can see full details on what our Patreon Donors Club consists of on our website. Follow the link jtop10.jp/club for more information. And the moment that you have all been waiting for, I'm sure you may have a guess as to what this may be, but our last song is Watashi Igai Watashi Janai no from 2015.
Number one.
Watashi Igai Watashi Janai no.
Watashi Igai Watashi Janai no, which means No One Else But Me Is Me, is Guess's third single released in April 2015 and later included in the album Ryo Seibai. This is Guess's most popular track with more than 90 million views on YouTube, which led to the release of an official English version titled Don't Call Me Honey and performed by artist Sincere Tanya. The catchy, funky pop song is paired with clever camera work in a mesmerizing music video, which shows the band playing on a no stage next to a mysterious woman clad in kabuki makeup. The song also featured the addition of vocals by the band's female members, keyboardist Chanmari and drummer Hona Ikoka, giving the song a touch of softness at times. The song gained further traction thanks to the tie-up with Coca-Cola's Name Bottle campaign, with Coke bottles bearing the band members' names featured prominently in the music video. The band also was able to perform this song at 2015's Kohaku Utagasen, which is, of course, NHK's prestigious annual music program that plays on New Year's Eve.
I love this song!
You know, honestly, same.
But I think this is the first guest song I've ever listened to. A friend passed me their link and she's like, listen. And I'm like, okay. And I hit it and I'm like, wow. It's vibrant. It's eccentric. It was good sounding. You had a man singing in a very high tone voice with mushroom haircut wearing a pink suit and everyone else was in pink and I was like, I'm in love with this band.
No, I'm right there with you. I actually had such a hard time when I was just announcing this, not like singing out the lyrics, because it's just so a part of like the main part of the main focus of the song. You just get sucked in with you know, the chorus, Watashi Igai Watashi Janai no. Yeah, I'm right there with you. And of course, like, brilliant branding on their part, you know, featuring those more traditional Japanese art forms and things like that, I think is a big catch to have a song go mega viral in places outside of Japan. I might be wrong about that, but I feel like I even heard people who aren't usually, you know, listening to Japanese music amongst my friends being like, oh, Andy, I heard about this band, like this kind of funky video. Have you seen this? And like would be talking to me about Japanese music just because of this kind of really eclectic visual branding.
Yes, I guess it just runs in Japanese music. I mean, you had Kyari, you have Ken Hirai, I guess. Well, you have so many kinds of bands with very interesting themes for their music videos. And it's some of them, they are just truly Japanese band music videos.
No, most definitely. And Gesu, I would say, if I was going to say anything about them, they definitely bring the visuals to match their stellar, stellar sound. So this song is obviously no exception.
I definitely agree. And to all our listeners out there who are old fans or now new fans of Gesu, please go and listen to all their music. They are one of the top bands in Japan for a reason, and they are still making music to this day and constantly pushing the music boundaries within the Japanese music industry. And on the next J-Top 10 episode, you'll be listening to Haru and Andy again, who will be joining you guys for a episode for the remembrance of the 10th year anniversary of the Great Tohoku Earthquake. The episode will be released in commemoration of the 10th anniversary of these tragedies that happened in, I believe, 2011. And yeah, that's all. Anything else to add on, Andy?
Like you had mentioned, I hope you all enjoyed, you know, listening to Gesu, and I hope that you can, you know, check out some of the videos that we mentioned today. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, or rather, chatting with everyone, and especially Haru, for our next special episode. But yeah, thanks, Ethel. I had such a good time unpacking one of my, like, a very nostalgic band for me.
I agree, and it's been such a long time since we've collaborated for a while, Andy.
That is true, that is true. So until our next one, I will be waiting patiently.
Me too. Anyway, everyone out there, please take care, wash your hands, mask up, and also take care of one another and take care of yourselves. Bye!
Bye, Janne!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.